안녕하십니까? 2024학년도 3월 고2 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2024학년도 3월 고2 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번, 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. This is your vice principal, Mr. Gunning. I have an announcement regarding our spring flower photo day event this afternoon. As you know, we plan to take pictures of beautiful spring flowers as we walk around our neighborhood. I regret to inform you that the event is canceled due to heavy rain. I understand you've been looking forward to it, but unfortunately, it appears we won't be able to get the best photos today. We will reschedule the event for a sunny day in the near future. Please understand that this decision was made to ensure that the event will be a success.
2번, 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Liam, what's that bunch of paper in your hand?
It's a deck of flashcards for memorizing new words, but it doesn't work well for me.
Really? Why not? I think flashcards are helpful for learning vocabulary.
I thought so too. But looking at the word on one side of the card and the meaning on the back is too boring.
How about using them in a more interesting way?
A more interesting way to use flashcards? What do you mean?
Ask a friend to read the meaning on the back, and you shout out the word as the answer.
Oh, you mean like asking and answering questions in a quiz?
That's right. By using flashcards for quizzes, you can learn new words while having fun.
I like your idea a lot. I'll give it a try.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Charlie Goodman, your speaker today. I'll be discussing the most effective way to maintain an organized room. Let's start by reflecting on the items in your room. Do you really use everything every day? Probably not. The most important thing to do to keep a clean room is to get rid of things you no longer need. Don't keep your room filled with items untouched for more than 6 months. If you haven't used an item in 6 months, it likely means you won't use it again. If you remove unnecessary items, you can keep your room nice and neat.
I've just finished setting up my booth to sell used items. How does it look?
Wow, everything looks nice, especially the banner hanging under the roof. People can see it well.
I think so too. I also hope people like this striped dress in the corner.
I bet they will. What about the wooden box here? Is it a used one too?
Yes, to make it look better. I put some flowers in it.
They really catch the eye. Also, the shoes on the table look almost new.
I haven't worn them much because they are a bit small for me, so I've decided to sell them. The guitar beside the table is almost new too.
Oh, I like it the most. I hope you can sell everything you prepared.
5번 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
We're almost done with our report on climate change. Why don't we check it together to see if everything is okay?
That's a good idea. Are you sure we included every graph we made?
Yes, they are all there in the report. They clearly show the causes of climate change that we've researched.
Good to hear that. How about the pictures? We've chosen the 5 best pictures.
They look very convincing. What do you think about the part discussing the students' awareness? Many of our friends participated in our survey.
The survey results show that many students know how serious it is. How about the action plans?
We have 2 action plans here, but I think we need more. Could you send me the data from our research?
Sure. I'll send the data this afternoon.
6번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Honey, how about getting a pizza from Toby's place for dinner?
Sounds great. Let's try the new delivery app that I downloaded recently. How about a potato pizza?
I like that idea. How much is 1 large potato pizza?
It's $25. Oh, we have to order a minimum of $30 for delivery.
Then we can add some drinks. How much is a cola?
1 small can is $2, and a large one is $3.
Then let's order 2 large cans.
Great! 1 large potato pizza and 2 large cans of cola. Now we can place the order.
Is there a delivery fee?
Normally we have to pay $5, but it's free now because of the app promotion, so I'll pay using the app.
Thank you. I'm starving. I hope it gets here quickly.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 공연 동영상 파일을 보내줄 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Kathy. How was your drama club's performance last week?
It was a huge success. Everyone liked it.
Good to hear that. Then, can I include your performance video in our school promotion video? Did anyone record it?
Yes, Mark recorded it.
Great. Could you send me the video file then?
Sorry, I can't send it to you now.
Why not? Is it because you don't have the video file?
No, that's not it. Mark sent me the file yesterday.
Then you don't want to be on the promotion video?
I'm okay with it. The problem is, without the club members' approval, I cannot send the file to anyone outside the club.
Oh, I see. Can you ask your club members about it?
Sure. Once they say it's fine, I'll let you know.
8번 대화를 듣고 학급 캠핑 예약에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Green Forest Camping Site. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Daniel Baker, a teacher from Simon High School. I'm organizing a class camping trip for 25 students. Do you have a camping site available?
Certainly. When do you plan on camping?
From April 13th to 14th.
Let me see. We have spots available for your students on that day. Do you want to reserve them now?
Yes, please. Do you provide a tent rental service as well?
Absolutely. We offer tents that are big enough for 6 people. We also have sleeping bags for rent.
Sounds good. I'll rent 5 tents and 25 sleeping bags.
All right. The total cost will be $90. You can pay it in advance or on site.
I'll pay on site. Thanks, and see you then.
9번 2024 AI 엑스포에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. Let's dive into the world of artificial intelligence at the 2024 AI Expo. It will be held on May 27th and 28th at the City Convention Center. This year's theme is the use of AI in schools. From language learning to physical training, AI is widely used in schools. For just $20, you can experience new AI technologies that have been adopted in more than 50 countries. Come and see the future of AI. And here's the best part. You can get a special portrait drawn by AI used in art classes. If you purchase the admission ticket on our website, you will get a 10% discount. Don't miss this chance to have an unforgettable AI experience.
10번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구매할 사진첩을 고르시오.
Dad, I found a website that provides a service to make photo albums. How about creating one with the photos from our winter holiday?
Great. Let me see. Oh, it says all we need to do is choose a few options and upload our photos.
Right. First, let's choose the cover material.
Leather might be too heavy.
You're right. Let's choose either paper or fabric.
Okay. For the number of pages, is 40 too many?
Yes. Let's just go for 20 or 30 pages. What color would be good for the cover?
I wanted to reflect our winter holiday. How about white?
Perfect. That leaves us with two options.
Then let's choose the cheaper one.
Sounds great. I'll choose the best pictures and upload them. How was your weekend? Did you do anything special?
Yes, my older brother and I visited my grandparents who live on a small island. We had a great time doing lots of outdoor activities together.
That sounds lovely. What activity did you like the most there?
Hey,
Jessica. Have you bought a birthday present for Olivia yet? Her birthday is coming up soon.
Oh, not yet. I'm struggling to think of something good for her. What do you think she'll like?
I heard her favorite writer published a new book recently. How about buying the book as her birthday present?
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello. Welcome to Glow Cosmetics Shop. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm looking for sunscreen.
Certainly. Is it for you or someone else?
It's for my husband. He asked me to buy one for him.
Okay. Does your husband spend much time outdoors, playing sports, or working outside?
No, not really. He works in an office and usually stays at home after work.
In that case, he might not need one with strong sun protection. A mild one is probably best for him.
Okay, I'll go with that.
We have two types of sunscreen, spray and cream type. Which one would he prefer?
I'm not sure, but I guess he is used to cream type.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Williams, do you have a minute?
Sure. What is it?
I have to write an essay to get a scholarship, but I don't know what to write about.
Maybe you can start by expressing your passion for learning and school life.
I already wrote about that, but it doesn't seem good enough.
How about mentioning a weakness you've worked on?
Weakness? Wouldn't that be a bad idea for an essay?
Not necessarily. If you describe how you've been trying to deal with it, your story will show your potential.
Well, I used to put my work off until the last minute. But by using a planner, I make my schedule on an hourly basis. Now, I no longer have any trouble finishing my work on time.
That's perfect. That will be a great story to include in your essay for the scholarship.
Thank you for your help. That actually makes me feel a lot more confident.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 루시가 제임스에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Lucy is the head of her school's student council. She is concerned about the lack of proper recycling practices among students. She notices that many students are not aware of the problem. To address this issue, she decides to create posters to emphasize the importance of recycling. However, she lacks confidence in her drawing skills. Lucy wants to seek help from her friend, James, as he is talented in art and passionate about the environment. Lucy thinks collaborating with him will result in effective poster designs. So, she wants to suggest to James that they work together on the recycling posters. In this situation, what would Lucy most likely say to James?
Hello, students. Today, I'd like to talk about four great inventions in history. Throughout history, humans have invented things that have transformed how we live. One of the most important inventions is the wheel. This simple yet powerful invention revolutionized transportation. The wheel made it possible to travel far and wide, trade goods, and explore new lands. Another important invention is the printing press, which enabled books to be printed much faster. This change affected how knowledge and education spread. Next is the light bulb. It lengthened our days, allowing for nighttime activities, and opened the door to many other modern technologies. The last invention I'd like to mention is the telephone. With the telephone, people could speak to each other instantly, regardless of distance. As a result of this transformation, people are connected as never before in business and social life. These are just a few examples of the many inventions that have changed the course of human history.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. Today, I'd like to talk about four great inventions in history. Throughout history, humans have invented things that have transformed how we live. One of the most important inventions is the wheel. This simple yet powerful invention revolutionized transportation. The wheel made it possible to travel far and wide, trade goods, and explore new lands. Another important invention is the printing press, which enabled books to be printed much faster. This change affected how knowledge and education spread. Next is the light bulb. It lengthened our days, allowing for nighttime activities, and opened the door to many other modern technologies. The last invention I'd like to mention is the telephone. With the telephone, people could speak to each other instantly, regardless of distance. As a result of this transformation, people are connected as never before in business and social life. These are just a few examples of the many inventions that have changed the course of human history.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은?18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.